All right, you bear with us just for a few minutes of time. And first, I'm going back into the old Bible, and I'm going to talk about a situation and a man. And then I'm going to come on down into the New Testament, and I won't be reading. All I'll be talking about, I'll be paraphrasing some, using my own words, but you'll know the story. And I want to be a follower to people and what they went through, what they done. So you bear with us, and I'm going to be preaching on the manger. Do you know, in our way of thinking, in our way of doing things, you know what the manger represents? The manger represents a plate that you eat out of. Boy, that's choir, ain't it? People look at me like they'd eat sour pickles. All right. So you ponder on that. Now we're going to go back into Abraham. Now the Bible said in the 22nd chapter of Genesis, and it came to pass after those things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thine son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of, I can't say that word, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham arose early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac, his son, and cleaved the wood of the burnt offering and arose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. And on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto the young man, Abide yea here with the ice, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son and took the fire in his hand and his knife, and they went both of them together. Now I'm going to quit reading right there, and I'm going to probably just talk about, you know, the Bible said that Abraham, I obeyed God. God said to Abraham, rise up and take thine son, thine only son, whom thou lovest, and offer him for a burnt offering. Now, this is what the Lord revealed to me. This is what word that I want to go. The Bible said that he arose up early in the morning, and he was on his way. Now, whenever the time come, three days they went toward the place was at. Whenever he lifted up his eyes and looked on the place where God had showed him that he should go. You know, it was odd for me. Whenever I saw, he told the young man, now you abide here. You can't go no further. You abide here with the ass. I suppose that the little donkey carried Isaac, the burnt offering, and there whatever they took with them, they have come to a place the sacrifice had to walk the rest of the way. Whenever he told them to abide here, he went and he took the wood, the cleave of wood, and laid it upon this the sacrifice which was Isaac, his son. But he took the fire and he took the knife in his own hand. The son had to carry the wood for the burnt offering. Whenever they got to the place that they began to build an altar and there he bound Isaac his son and laid him up on the altar which of wood which he laid in order. I'm telling you, everything has to be in order. To be justified in that with God. It struck me come the odd. If I'd have been taken my child and then I would have carried her load as much as possible. I'm here to tell you you can't carry somebody else's load or bear their burdens. So the son, he carried the wood all the way up the hill to the altar. He offered when everything was in order, when he was bound down, Abraham took his knife and he stretched forth to slay his son. You talk about the heavens opened up. The host of heaven. And the Bible said that the angel of the Lord called from heaven Abraham. He just said, here am I. He said, do the child no harm.
Yeah.
Listen, there was a realm.
That's right.
Abraham said, the Lord, I will provide himself a lamb. There was a lamb. There was a ram. He sheep was a ram. The same thing as a lamb. He was caught in the thicket, in the bush. God had placed him there. Seeing the faith of Abraham. I can imagine whenever the son come off the altar and it was coming back, his load was light.
Yeah.
Now, the son, which was a sacrifice, had to carry his own wood up the hill. All right. But God so loved the world, He never again asked nobody for their son. He gave His own son for a sacrifice that me and you might be saved throughout eternity. It ain't changed.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Slow down. Got a little more reading to do. And we're going to follow another man. Listen. We're talking about Mary and Jesus. Very familiar scripture. Been read over and over and over. Everywhere. But you know, every time I read it, it's fresh. It's rich.
Yeah.
And it's still true. The second chapter in Luke. The seventh verse. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room in the inn for them. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good things of great joy, which shall be to all people. That included me and you.
Yeah.
But you notice now, I was still got one angel. One angel. I withheld. Aeneas, I believe this one angel. I spoke to Abraham. I'm from out of the port of glory. And he's still keeping watch over God's inheritance. I hear today, as we read this scripture, I fear not, because I great joy. If you don't have joy of your salvation, you better find you're an old fashioned altar. I listen and dig deep. I listen. And the Bible said, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Listen, I'm going to quit reading that right there. But now you know the story. That they found the baby lying in a manger. That was a place where the little donkey shared for the Christ child to lay. It was a place that the animals they eat their food out of. Listen, I know that this little donkey, he was glad to step aside and share his plate. And that was the Savior of the world. And after this, there was time, that tax time come, and they was commanded, all people everywhere, to come, pay their taxes. Whenever they left from this place, listen, a little donkey. I'm sure it was not the same little donkey that Abraham's son rode a bear. But listen, he still was a little donkey.
Amen.
And this little donkey, I started out with Jesus whenever he was a baby, and he carried him around about here and there. But there come a day, listen, Jesus grew, and he went on, and time went on. Listen, they had to dodge the devil here and there. But Jesus, but God made a way for him. Listen, we're going to haste along. My mind goes back to a time once again he needed the help of the little donkey that he got acquainted with in the manger. Listen, now he needs him again. And he told the disciples, he said, you go into the village and over next to you you'll find a little colt tied. Loose him and bring him to me.
Right.
Now, much time had went on. Listen, I'm going to try to slow down. The last time, as far as I know, the last time that he made his way to Jerusalem, he rode the little donkey to make the sacrifice for your sins in the world. You need to get this. You need to get it rooted and grounded in your mind. Because I'm fixing to tell you what Jesus did. The same thing that Isaac done.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't know how many days went up past, but the little donkey carried the sacrifice to Jerusalem for the last time. I don't know how many days he was there, but get this. He had to leave the little donkey behind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he went into the garden. He had to walk. And then from there he went to the common hall of Pilate.
Yeah.
Where he was accused, abused. And they announced judgment upon him.
Yeah.
Well, from that point, he carried the wood that had gone off the steel.
Mm-hmm.
As Isaac carried the wood that we just shook off and didn't pay no attention to. I never paid no attention to it. I don't know about you. But up the hill, Isaac carried the wood. And up Golgotha's hill, our Savior was accused, abused, beat. And he carried his cross,
mm-hmm.
made out of wood.
Yeah.
Can you imagine every step that he took? It was for the sins of the world. Everything I was laid upon his shoulder. When he got there, the lamb that took the place of a thief.
Yeah,
that's right.
That don't sound fair, does it? But he did that.
Yeah.
Not because of me and you. Yeah, because of me and you, but not because that he done it freely. He done it because his Father wanted him there. Listen. Father, Son, will you go to the world? They searched through heaven. They searched through the earth and under the earth. They couldn't find nobody that was worthy to make the sacrifice for the sins that me and you create day after day after day and go on. Doing everything that we want to do, even though I'm going to heaven. Listen. Jesus suffered, bled, and died.
Right.
They didn't kill him. No, they didn't kill our Savior. Listen. Abraham didn't kill Isaac. And the world didn't kill Jesus. Jesus died, but he laid down his life. He said, I got power to lay it down. I got power to take it up again.
Amen.
That's the Savior that we serve today. He endeared his cross, despises the shame. And now he sat down at the right hand of the Father. But the little donkey took him as far as he could go. In both situations, the little donkey was there to carry him and take him wheresoever he went, as far as he could go. I'm here to tell you today, I turn the Savior and his plan and longing to see him face to face one day after a while and hear him say, my child, I come up here and live with me. We've been faithful over a few things. He'll make us ruler over many things. Now, you can take it however you want to. But the manger was a place for the animals to eat. And the little donkey shared his plate with Jesus. Can you imagine? He's stretched out, sleeping. He's fast asleep. And the little donkey's plucked. If you please. Would you do that for Jesus? Do you do that for Jesus? Oh, preacher, I got too much to do. Listen. He done it. And in 3 days, Abraham went 3 days. yonder. And then the two young men and the little donkey, which made three of them, they had to stay here and wait and watch the sacrifice go yonder. Listen. But Abraham said, we'll come again. Not we, we'll come again. He said, I and the lad will come again.
Yeah.
Listen. He believed that he would maybe bring the lad back. But if God would have wanted him, he would have killed him. That's how much he loved who he served. How much do we love him today?
Lord.
Listen. Never thought about this until just recently. The little donkey carried Isaac as far as he could go. Then Isaac had to carry his own cross. He had to carry his own burden up the last few miles of his way. I said that to say this. You've got a cross to carry. There's no one here to carry it for you. Listen, I've been preaching for 45 years. And I don't know how long I'll continue. But I'm like old man Ernest Ledbetter. He said, I'd like to be, when the time comes for me to go, my prayer, I'd like to be at the church. That's how much I love the church. I'd like to be at the church. I heard that with my own ears. He testified to that. I'd like to be at the church when the Lord comes and calls. And not long after that, one Sunday morning, we all left the building. We all left, went our own way. I got a call not long after that, that Ernest went out of this world at the house of God. At the house of God. What a way to go. He hadn't been sick. He wasn't in the hospital. But his wife told me, and I believe every word she said. She was sick. She couldn't go to church that morning. And he got down on his knees in front of her. And she said, I thought it strange because he brought back up things that we'd done together. How we stuck with one another and how much he loved me. This last time she saw him alive. The man was already gone out into eternity. Listen. Are you joy in serving God?
Mm-hmm.
He went as far as he could go. Listen, me and you'll go as far as we can go. We better be in carrying our cross. What are you saying, preacher? Your cross. You're carrying what the Lord have you to do. Plus, the weight of the world is upon our shoulders. We need to be praying for our loved ones and a living, an example before them. That's what the Lord has asked us to do. Are we a testimony for the younger ones that's coming up behind us? We better be if we're going to go to heaven. I don't know why this morning that the Lord brought me in this way. But that's what I felt like doing. But many times you'll find the little donkey carrying Jesus and his mother around about here and there. But his mother was not there. And they found the little donkey tied at the door. Were two ways met. Man. They loose him. If you're all bound down under the bondage of sin, you better let it go. Better loose it.
Mm-hmm.
Let it go. Because you're standing at the doorway. Jesus is the doorway.
Amen.
My. I don't know what you got out of it this morning.
Bless the Lord.
But that's what the Lord gave me. I left for sustain.